Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We were just discussing Hurricane Erin, which is a very powerful storm out in the Atlantic. Luckily, I don't think it's going to do too much damage, but the Outer Banks of North Carolina are being evacuated.
Especially the southern Outer Banks, because there's only one road in and out.
Okay.
That's the problem. And it often floods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Biggie was saying he has some friends who vacation there, and they are there now, and they've been forced to evacuate. So they're showing pictures of the road that, of course, it's backwards.
Lining up for the ferry.
Guess what? I wouldn't leave.
You.
That's not shocking.
That's right.
Johnny Rule follower. That's
right. I would not leave. You know why? Come on, make me.
I paid for this house.
I paid this house. I'm. This is Rodanthe, okay? Make me. Come. I'd like to see you try to get me out of here.
This is one of those Chris Kelly things I love. Because Chris Dem is right. 95% of the time, Rule follower. But sometimes, 5% of the time, you get a wild hair, and it never ends well, by the way.
When you dig in?
Yeah, and you would dig in and stay.
That's right.
Like, I fully expect whenever you retire, and if you're lucky, 20, 25 years, what do you be, 80?
Yep, that sounds right.
If you're lucky.
I'm going to grind away at it until then.
But I fully expect you to be someone I see on the news, on the beach, getting interviewed, saying, I'm not leaving, and then watching you spray paint, like, Bring It Bertha, on, like, your plywood.
Stay
covering.
Away, Faye.
Yeah.
While the black clouds gather behind
him.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the news will come try to find you, and we'll never hear from you again.
like that coot who blew up on Mount St. Helens. Now, this is from a different century, but do you remember him? Mount St. Helens was one of the most famous volcanoes in the mainland U.S., maybe the world. And, there was this guy that lived on the mountain all his life, and he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm perfectly safe.
Yes.
He turned into ashes.
Immediately
when that thing blew.
That's right.
There was nothing of him to bury.
I'd like to see a deputy knock on my door and try to get me out of a property I've rented for the week, even.
Yeah.
In Rodanthe.
I have the lease.
I got it. Yes, that's right. I would show him that. I'd say,
VRBO.
Yeah. See, what do you
have? See, if I was a deputy and people refused to leave, I'd knock once and keep moving. If somebody was like, I'm not leaving, this is mine, I'd be like, all right, and just keep going.
And then you don't help them when the tides rise.
I think you still got to help them.
It's not their job.
Yeah.
But then, see, if you say you move on, I mean, really the policy should be, all right, but you're riding this out on your own. Don't even call us.
How they do it in some parts of the world, but it's usually for residents.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tourists have to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have heard of where, like, police departments have, you know, when Cat 4s have come on land, they'll say, look, you're going to be without 911 for 12 hours while you ride this out.
Can't guarantee power or water.
Yeah.
Fine.
What are you going to do, by the way, in your rented house in Rodanthe? Eat Oreos?
Read and eat Oreos. Read by candlelight.
Your power's going to be gone.
Read by candlelight the way Abraham Lincoln did it and taught himself to be president of the United States.
Well, yes, the good news is most homes on the Outer Banks are like 4 floors. Mm-hmm. So the first one's going to flood immediately, which will trap you.
Up to the fourth.
So,
up to the fourth.
Yeah. You better load up on books. And it's going to be hot, stinky, humid.
If I don't have food, I don't have food. You sit and you wait it out. You know, and then eventually they come to me.
In this hero scenario, are you with your family?
No.
Your wife would leave.
I'll send them home. I'll send them home.
Yeah, she'd be like, chopper. I'm gone.
I'll be the one to ride this out to protect our property, even if it's
Lieutenant Dan style.
That's right. I want to get the money out of my rental. I'm just not going to leave it.
Yeah.
I
want my deposit back.
I refuse. Either I get my deposit. I'm just staying. And, you know, I'm not one that's bothered by weather. I'll sit out there on the catwalk and do a little sunbathing, you know, while everything moves in. It's okay.
Yeah, you're nonplussed by lightning in the area.
Yeah.
In the beach.
Completely.
I can't wait for them to come with a chopper and drop the basket down and you refuse to get in.
One of the ladies on that trip to New York was saying, I'm going to the Outer Banks this weekend for some sort of girls' weekend.
Ugh.
But she goes, I'm almost assuredly not going. And I said, why? And she said, well, Hurricane Erin. I said, don't worry about it. Just go. She goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. Don't monitor.
Live your life.
I said, don't monitor any more weather. Just start when you go Thursday. Just go.
Take it from me.
You know, it's just happening. Just go and get it. So let the government try to get me out of my place. That's just simply not happening. I'm defiant on this as well. I know Biggie is too. Sarah Jessica Parker says, I don't care about all the haters who say that the end of the Sex and the City franchise was awful and unwatchable.
The literal turd-filled finale.
Yeah. You should feel ashamed, Sarah Jessica. I'm sorry. That was unbelievably bad.
A turd-filled finale.
Metaphorical and literal. From what I'm told, I've not seen the show.
Oh, you really should. You really should.
I'll tell you, I do it. We all do it. It's human nature to want to defend something. But in this case, it's a terrible, like, just say it. It's terrible. We rushed it. We probably didn't even realize it was the end.
And right.
And that was it.
Wonder if she would be better off to say, you're right. I'm sorry. I let you down.
Take a page out of your playbook.
That's what I say. When people email me and say, you're awful, you're misinformed, you're liberal, whatever, all these awful things they say to me, I just say, you're right. I'm sorry. I've let you down. That's all you can say. So maybe she's just like, yeah, the turd-filled finale was a terrible idea.
Maybe you just, and you know what? Blame HBO.
Yeah, just say.
Just say, we thought we were coming back. HBO decided to pull the plug. Sorry, this is what you get. It's not us, it's them. And I think people would be okay with that.
Now, both of you spent all the time you could with the women of this world.
Every minute.
What's your phrase, Kelly?
I love spending time in the world of these women. And now, I've not missed 1 minute of it.
I know.
The movies, the shows.
Series, whatever.
I've seen every bit of it. That's right.
What I read, one of the critiques of the new spinoff, and just like that, was that Carrie was on her own because somebody died, right? Her husband passes. And is that in this series?
First episode of the new series.
Okay, so he's out.
He's out.
And so what they said, I guess this writer had hoped, is that there would be more of her exploring the city as an older woman, as a single. But she went right back to an old ex.
She did.
What they said.
She did, but
and so there was not much. You didn't get a whole lot of variety.
I wanted her with the old ex.
Yeah, I didn't like. I thought that was actually. You know what? To me, about this season was actually going really well and entertaining.
That's not what either one of you said ever in this room.
It was terrible, but
it was better.
I hate watched it. Now, the first season of the new installment. The husband died, and she did go out and date. Now, she dated a few of the different guys. And then in the second season, the old boyfriend came back, and they tried to make it work. But he had family issues, and he lived in Virginia and said, see if you could do this. He said, now, they were madly in love, but he has a teenage kid who was going through a lot of problems mentally. He was having all sorts of trouble, and they lived in Virginia. He and his ex-wife lived separately in Virginia. And the kid wanted to come live with him, and the kid was a mess, you know. So he said, my kid's 14. Let me get him to, like, 19 years old and straighten him out, and you and I will just put our relationship on hold for 5 years, and it'll be just like that.
And just like that.
He goes, 5 years will go by, you know, snap. And so she agreed, and they bought a house that she was going to live in for 5 years, and then he was in New York, and then he was going to move up in 5 years. And they weren't even going to really see each other. And occasionally she'd go down for a weekend, but that's it. So could you put everything on hold with somebody you really love 4 or 5 states away for 5 years?
I don't think it's human nature. And that's not a relationship.
It was really strained. It was that they explored that. It only took a year for them to be like, okay,
yeah, this is not working.
Not 5 years is a pretty long time to do something
like
that, you know? But, you know, you think about 5 years ago, that was COVID time. It doesn't seem like that long, you know.
And they were still sort of together, like they'd see each other. So, I mean, you'd see the person.
They weren't even supposed to.
Yeah.
They decided, okay, we've got to get together on some weekends and stuff like that. And they did, but it was never the same.
Yeah.
So that was difficult. The problem to me for the whole show was the finale, which was filled with turds. And
metaphorical and literal.
And really just horrible individuals.
Yes. And now she has gone the other way from what Biggie and I are saying. She has gone, stop the hate. This was awesome.
She's digging in,
and she's saying, this was great. This is exactly what we wanted it to be, and stop with the hate. I don't care. You know, I loved it.
Well, you sent her a message of support if you could figure out. Now that you're on Instagram, sort of.
Yeah. I should take my picture, like, in front of the logo friend just like that and say, I'm with you, girl.
Yeah, I stand with Carrie.
Maybe I am a Carrie and not a
all
Charlotte.
All along
I was
and
a
just
Carrie.
Like that, yeah. You realized.
And I do want them to revive it in 20 years to see what dating in your 80s is like.
In your 80s?
In New York, dating in your 80s, you know?
I may have been hip rehab. We were in water aerobics.
I think it's unexplored.
Through his swimsuit, I could see he was not circumcised.
We're saying a lot of things that are going to make you cringe that you don't ever want to hear 80-year-old women say. I'm drier than the Sahara.
I just feel it's an unexplored area. We haven't explored dating in our 80s yet. Mm-hmm. You think you have with the Golden Girls. They were in their 60s also. So this is just like...
They seemed older, but they were not.
They were not, exactly. An Ohio man is spreading a warning. He has been scammed by an AI-generated video of Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll contacted him via Facebook. It was actually an AI Jelly Roll. And said, you just won $50,000 in a brand new car. And the guy said, get out of here.
I love you, Jelly Roll.
And Jelly Roll said, all I need is $170 in Apple gift cards. God. As a processing fee, and I'm going to send you a car and $50,000. And the guy happily got the Apple gift cards and sent them along. And then Jelly Roll ghosted him.
And Jelly Roll?
Now he thinks maybe he's been scammed.
Jelly Roll, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Tahoe isn't here.
Looks like it wasn't Jelly Roll after all.
What?
Yeah, it was fake. It was AI generated. Jeez. And experts say if Jelly Roll contacts you, that is almost assuredly not Jelly Roll.
He's not giving away trucks?
No. There is no. But that would be like if... What if a celebrity did decide to do that and just was like, I'm doing it.
Dale Jr. just did it.
He gave away.
He does it once a year. He gives away like a brand new, this year, I believe was a Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
I entered because it was legit.
But you knew you entered.
You knew. Yeah. And
you
it
just
was
didn't come
yes,
to your Facebook.
Exactly.
Right?
And, but yeah, I mean, he gave away a car and then each day he'd like stuff something else awesome in there. He'd be like, oh, by the way, I put a brand new Yeti cooler in there for you.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, not only did you get the car, you got all this awesome stuff inside of it. And they showed the winner. I mean, I was like, that to me was just an awesome prize.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just saw the Mega Millions up to about $643
million. Yeah. Now.
About time for you to buy a
Are
ticket.
Are we whispering Mega Millions?
We're starting to whisper it.
Yep.
Let's get it. Mm-hmm. Got to get a little something here.
I had a dream last night.
Something. I need a little $643 million.
Maybe this is it. It coincides with my dream. I know people hate hearing about dreams, but... A dream last night that I basically was rich and didn't have anything to worry about.
Mm.
That was it.
I don't think that's right.
Maybe this is my sign to buy a lottery ticket.
You and I are in it together.
Yeah.
We're in it together.
I had no debt. I had nothing. And I was like, oh, such a refreshing feeling.
We made the agreement years ago that Biggie would always buy and pay for our lottery tickets, but that I would take half.
What?
It's a fantastic deal. Now, thankfully, for Biggie's sake, nothing was ever put on paper.
No, nothing. And I never actually agreed to it.
It's a wonderful. It's because I'm his mentor, and he said, I owe you more than I could ever pay you unless I win the lottery.
Yeah.
Will your wife buy some online? She has the app now, right?
She can. She probably will, but I do notice that nobody online ever would. They never say the purchase was
always
made
at a store.
Online. Always at some store.
I'm real suspect of it.
Me too.
In fact, I've kind of gone back to if it's high enough, I'll go in and get them.
My God.
I know.
This is.
You don't know how bad I need money.
You don't know how bad you walk. Wow.
Should this guy be going in? No, but he needs money.
He's got to. Can someone meet me in the parking lot with 10 lottery tickets?
It doesn't work that way, sir. I can't. Yeah. I can't leave the store with them.